KSRN News, I'm Mitch Thomason. Forecasters keeping an eye on another winter storm moving cross-country, coming on the heels of an earlier blast of ice and snow across parts of the east.
We're going to see another swath of heavy snow, but this next swath of heavy snow is going to be to the south of where the previous one was. So at the moment, we expect potential for heavy snow all the way from areas of Kansas eastward into the upper Ohio Valley, central Appalachians, and into the mid-Atlantic, where snow totals of anywhere from 4 to 6 inches are possible.
Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service forecast, a reminder that it is, after all, February. President Trump isn't through with tariffs just yet. Far from it. Mr. Trump is set to formally announce a 25% levy on imported steel and aluminum. Beyond that, the president suggests a tax on any and all countries that tax American imports. Mr. Trump's words, if they charge us, we charge them. The president talked tariffs and other issues prior to last night's Super Bowl, which Mr. Trump did attend. And about the big game, it was a 40-22 blowout victory for the Eagles over the Kansas City Chiefs.
Philadelphia took command swiftly against the two-time Super Bowl champs, jumping out to a 24-0 halftime lead. The Eagles' defense held the Chiefs to 24 yards passing in the first half, intercepting Patrick Mahomes twice, including a 38-yard touchdown return by Cooper DeJean that expanded Philly's lead to 17-0. Zach Bond's interception later in the quarter set up Hurts' touchdown pass to A.J. Brown, one of two he threw. Hurts also ran for the game's first touchdown and led everyone in rushing with 72 yards.
Correspondent Tom Merriam in New Orleans. Penny, for your thoughts, President Trump says forget about it. He's directed the Treasury Department to stop minting new pennies, citing the rising cost of producing the one-cent coin. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 197. This is SRN News. When is a church not a church?
Some Lutherans are asking that question about a congregation in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Ebenezer Lutheran Church in San Francisco has changed its name to Her Church and now features a witch on its staff. In fact, the congregation is served by several, quote, priestesses, including Kristen Conkle, who calls herself a witch. The church describes itself as, quote, opening and welcoming in the love of the great mother of all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
J.D. Vance is taking on the Catholic Church. The new vice president, who is himself a Catholic, is accusing the U.S. Conference of Bishops of resettling illegal immigrants in order to get federal funding. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan denies the accusation. The rift comes even as Catholic bishops have lauded executive orders from the Trump administration related to schools, gender, and abortion. Conservative Catholic leaders have advocated for precisely the sort of sweeping regime change that's underway in the Trump administration. SRN News. Top Trump administration officials are openly questioning the judiciary's authority to serve as a check on executive power. The new president's sweeping agenda faces growing pushback from the courts.
Over the last 24 hours, officials ranging from billionaire Elon Musk to Vice President J.D. Vance have criticized a federal judge's decision early Saturday that blocks Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury Department records that contain sensitive personal data, such as Social Security and bank account numbers for millions of Americans. They also attacked the legitimacy of judicial oversight. Deputy White House Chief of Staff Stephen Miller called the judge's ruling, quote, an assault of the very idea of democracy itself. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
McDonald's fourth quarter in its home market, the U.S., nothing to write home about. However, same-store sales surged in overseas markets. Overall, McDonald's global same-store sales rose under 1% in Q4. More details, SRNnews.com.